Jesus Christ and all the liturgies preparing us for the Passion of Jesus. Today, in fact, is the word production. It is Our Lady of Sorrows. Today we celebrate that you are the one who is contemplating the Passion and the true meaning of it. It is cooperating with Jesus for the salvation of the world. She was pierced by the sword in her heart, a beautiful expression of Saint Bernard, when the soldier pierced the heart of Jesus, the soul was not there, but the soul of Mary was there. And what was pierced by the sword was the heart of her mother, his mother. And this is the mystery of this woman who was able to be all along the Passion there. He was with her son. He never gave up but the suffering. That is what she never gave up. Her suffering and the suffering of her son. Mary is like an icon of the Father. Everything that happens in Mary is like the relationship eternal of the Father with Jesus. So Mary begotten her son in a miraculous way, but by herself alone. So, and the action of the Holy Spirit. And the Father begot the Son eternally. Mary is always offering her son as the Father is always offering her son. And the Father is suffering in the mystery of his son as Mary is suffering in the mystery of Jesus. We talked a little about yesterday about this, and we have to heal that problem that is connected with our parents, especially with our dad. The bad ideas we have about God. You have fear of God, means that you have very bad ideas about God, no? I don't have fear of a person who is infinite goodness, and infinite love, and infinite beauty, and the source of all goodness in the universe, and the source of all things that are good in everywhere. But we have fears to God. If not, you will give yourself totally to Him as Jesus and as Mary and the saints do. So we have to know our fears from God, because that is what is blocking the action of God in your heart. So it's very important to understand that many of them are connected with your dad, because your dad represented God in some way. Your mom also. Your mom more as origin and source and giver of love, but your dad also the one who guides you through love and bring you to fullness in your life. And so even the Catechism of the Church, will read it later, talk about this problem. When we say Father, what are we saying? Because you understand all your emotional level, all your affective level is connected with your experience with your dad and with your mom. And now God is God, and He gave His Son, so we trust and we believe in Him. We come out from our ego, that is the problem we have, the only problem we have, and we open to Him. But opening to Him means opening in faith, not a feeling, it's not an emotion, it's not, no. Opening in faith means giving myself to God and my heart in an answer to His love. But if I don't believe in His love, that I believe with my head, yes, I know that, but everyone here believes in his head that God is God and He is good. No? How you are going to say God is evil? We'll be talking about Satan. But if there are truth, when I have to give totally myself to Him, I don't do that. Why? Because you have your fears about God. That are your attachments, are the things that I don't want to give to God. And we are here for knowing it better, that. Because God loves you with a love that is His Son crucified. That is the way God loves you. The Father, I mean. He loves you in such way. But I am in this position here. Here I am, Lord. Do with me whatever you want. Maybe He killed me. I mean, that moment means that you have a horrible idea of God. For you, God is a monster. He's not God. It's clear what I'm saying. This is in every level. I mean, my vocation. No, I love. Maybe He asked me to be poor. You don't believe in God. Why? Because God is God, and the problem is that He is love. And we have a lot of ideas of Him that block my act of giving myself to Him. And that's what we have to heal and understand, because He wants to bring you to a greater level of life, that is the union with Him and the transformation that He makes in the soul in the measure we open to Him. But if I have things that I am not capable to give to God, means that I don't trust in Him. I don't believe that He is going to do the best for me. I don't believe that He's going to get the greatest thing for me. I think that my will is better than the will of God. That is the whole thing of the problem. But we have to change that, because your will, obviously, is not better than the will of God. His will is infinite love, is infinite goodness for you. It's the only way you can grow and mature and be the man and the woman and the husband and the wife and the father and the mother that you are called to be, only in His will. But I insist, Jesus came to teach us who is the Father. That is the mission of Jesus. He's talking about this. I mean, the one that the Father sent and is the Father consecrated. Consecrated means that He gave Him the Holy Spirit, for giving the Holy Spirit to those who believe in Him. Because that is the mission of Jesus. Those who believe that this man who is crucified is the Son of God, is God Himself, is the Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, who sustained the whole universe in His power, now and here. I mean, if you understand, there is something saying the cross about the love of this God, who is Jesus. As you know, the central point of our faith is only one, that He is man, as we can see, that He is God, the same God as the Father and the Holy Spirit. That is our faith. So the one who is there is the Almighty, who is infinite wisdom, is infinite power, is infinite power. He chose that. Because you don't choose your life, He chose that. For teaching us who is God, and how is God, and what is the love of God, and what is the mercy of God, and what is the compassion of God. And we continue having a lot of doubts, a lot of fears, a lot of insecurities, a lack of trust in His action. And God is blocked, because He can't do anything else than giving His Son. I mean, that you see that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. It's like He's going to invite us in the same way. Those who eat my body, my flesh, and drink my blood, they will remain in me and I will remain in them. And as I am living from the Father, they will live from me. It's the same. Jesus is wanting to bring us to His own very self, that is His divinity, because the person is divine. And Jesus is only one person, as you know. And the person is divine. Everything that Jesus is doing is divine. Because the agent, the subject of the actions is a divine person. Jesus don't have two persons, has only one person. So the cross, what He's saying, everything that He is proclaiming is the mystery of God. That reason, it's important when we read the gospel to we want to know God. Because God wants to teach us. All will be taught by God. That is an expression of the Old Testament. And Jesus also, when He was talking about the Eucharist, talked about that. All will be taught by God. And He wants to do that. Thanks. We look to Mary always, because we understand that it's a matter of grace. Mary at the foot of the cross, so in total suffering, she was in total fullness. Why? Because she was opening faith and hope to the action of God. As Jesus, ecce homo. Why Jesus is ecce homo? Because He's in the fullness of His humanity. Why? Because He was open to the love of the Father. As we were yesterday, the meditation we did was about that. I suppose you have done it. The most important, we are called to live from the love of God. We are called to live from that love. The problem that we have, I mean, your trials, your nightmares this night, your worries, your concerns, the things that are getting you, is your ego. It's teaching the many things that are inside you that are contrary to the love of God, and God wants to heal them. But you need to doubt them and to open them. I mean, You have a lot, I mean, as every human being. We have a lot of things inside us, that is, these things that you can know that are bringing you to sadness, anger, frustration, being these things that are in your heart, that are contrary to love, because they are contrary to yourself and to God. Yeah? And God wants us to open them to Him. And this time is a wonderful time for getting there and knowing that. And this is a beautiful psalm that gives us a lot of hope, because I love you. I love you, O Lord, my strength. O Lord, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. My God, my rock of refuge, my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. And is God that for us? For the guy who wrote this, it was already. God wants to be everything for us, because He's the source of love, of wisdom, of peace, of joy, of everything. But we need to take the things that are inside us that are not ready there. You know, that is the first statement of Saint Ignatius, that there are things in every one of us that are manifested in your behavior, in your thinking, in your ways of doing things that are contrary to love. And God wants to take them away. We ask Mary to give us that pure heart, as her humble heart, because all this is about humility, it's about being humble. Pride is the worst of all sins that makes like an abysm between God and us, but humility is the way God comes to us and fulfills our hearts always. So we try to be there, because Mary is the most humble of all creatures. That is the reason is the most overwhelmed by the action of God and the gifts and the graces of God. We ask her to help us to understand and also embrace the sufferings that you are going to have here. Different sufferings, I mean. In different situations, and embrace them. And because when you embrace them and you offer them as Mary, you are conquering everything inside.